What's your alternative talk?
Blog Talk Radio.
We're still on I-5 northbound, just after Alberell Place, Michigan Street exit, as you're running through the West Seattle Bridge and on up into downtown Seattle. It's still heavy and stop-and-go issues. Good thing it'll break free after Yesler Lake and the downtown Seattle exit. Smooth through the 520. Also on 529 northbound, southbound at the Snohomish River Bridge, all the lanes have recently been closed due to boat traffic. Drivers should anticipate up to about 20 or 30 minute delay there. Stay tuned, coming up next. After the news and weather, it's 2 hours of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And in the first hour, it's Awaken Your Truth with Fatika Rose. Conscious dialogues that free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. TV's Captain Kirk. It's emotional after emerging from a real-life trip into space. Rory O'Neill reports.
William Shatner spent just minutes in space, but after emerging from his Blue Origin capsule, he told rocket company founder Jeff Bezos how meaningful his journey was.
What you have given me is the most profound experience I could have had.
Shatner says he wasn't prepared to see the atmosphere slip away as the view outside his window went from blue sky to the black of space.
I hope I never recover from this. I hope that I can maintain what I feel now.
At age 90, Shatner is now the oldest person ever to launch into space. I'm Rory O'Neill.
Vaccination rates in the U.S. are still on the rise.
77% of eligible Americans, those 12 and older, have gotten at least their first shot.
White House COVID coordinator Jeff Zients noted that about 7 million Americans have received Pfizer booster shots. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said new COVID cases and hospitalizations are still trending downward. A former prosecutor says the coroner's ruling that Gabby Petito's cause of death was strangulation will most likely result in a murder charge. Mark Iglarsh, a criminal defense attorney and former Miami-Dade County prosecutor, spoke to Fox News. He said there's a strong argument that if premeditation didn't exist at the initial physical contact, it came into play at some point during the strangulation. Petito's fiancé, Brian Laundrie, is still missing, and he's the only person of interest in the case. Meantime, Petito's family is working with the Wyoming coroner to return her body back to her native Long Island, New York, for burial. The union that represents thousands of Hollywood workers is set to go on strike next week unless a deal can be reached between it and studios. 60,000 International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees members will begin a nationwide strike October 18th at 12:01 a.m. over better hours and working conditions, jeopardizing productions across the U.S. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
I'm Gary Mann.
I'm Suzanne Mitchell.
We're a couple of baby boomers who bring you a talk radio mix of metaphysics and music, politics, and pop culture.
And you never know which celebrity will join us for an interesting conversation.
Mance and Mitchell is Boomer HQ, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on 1150 AM KKNW.
Your home for alternative talk in Seattle and Western Washington.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Fatika Rose. Welcome to Awaken Your Truth, where I bring conscious dialogues and stories that will help you free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. I hope to shift your perspective and create deeper understanding of yourself and others. Everyone has a story. Everyone has a purpose. Every experience has a reason. This show is about engaging with the truth of who you are, discovering your personal power and stepping into your authentic self so you can have more compassion and empathy for yourself and everyone around you. It's time for us to dig deep and learn to see ourselves and others with clarity so that we can come together and create a brighter future for humanity. When we free our minds, we can heal our lives. And this is how we build a powerful, transformed world. Awaken Your Truth starts now.
Wow, I was just taking all that in. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's great to have all of you tuning us in, turning us on. I'm Dr. Pat. I get to do this show, at least up to this point, with the most incredible Fatika Rose. And by the way, today what we're talking about when we think about Awaken Your Truth and we think about what Fatika is doing to improve, embellish, enhance, whatever the language is, but to bring conscious dialogues to the forefront. Today, I'm really excited about this, and she's going to jump in here in a minute because this is part three. And the question really is, this is a really really, for me, this question right here is really up right in front of us. What does it feel like to embody your power? What I love about this is when you get to work with Ritika, one of the things you'll understand is that she is your advocate for standing in your power. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life. It doesn't matter what you just experienced, what the loss may be, what the gain may be. You know, it doesn't matter if you're at the highest peak of excellence and you're just looking at your life and you're thinking, wait a minute, is this all there is? This is what you'll learn from this show today and from who she is and why this is so important. And by the way, this is also a live call-in show for anyone out there that he's having a hard time saying, I embody my power. Can you say that? Can everybody say that? Can you all say that with me now? Everybody, okay, let's go.
I embody my power.
Come on. I embody my power. Jessica, where are you? I embody my power. Ritika?
I'll say it again. I embody my power.
And what a great topic. Now, we've done several shows to lead up to this point. Let's just do a little reflection on what they are and how we got to this particular point.
Yeah, so thank you. So for those that have been listening in the last 3 months, as I've co-hosted with Dr. Pat, I created a trilogy of conscious series. And so it's been in three parts since August. So the first show was Feeling the Dark of the Soul, Breaking into Freedom of Mind, where we really dug in deep about, you know, anything that is, any of the thoughts or any of the things in our life that are not serving us, that are taking us to that deeper, darker place, that is having us question life. What is the purpose of life? Maybe some people or some of us have been feeling, you know, deeper levels of anxiety or depression and really starting to question why, right? So we went through that in detail. The second show, and please go back and listen to these shows so you can, you know, sort of take in all the information that was presented by both of us there, our own personal stories and, you know, and the healings that we presented for the audience during those shows. So that was the first show. Second show was What Are Awakenings and How Do We Heal Our Lives? And today's show is What Does It Feel Like to Embody Your Power? So my show is called Awaken Your Truth, Conscious Dialogues That Free Your Mind, Heal Your Life, and Embody Your Power. So the series of three was really done on purpose, right? Because the first show was about freeing your mind. The second show was about healing your life. And today we're going to be talking about embodying your power. So generally when we're starting, and really what we'll talk about a little bit about how working with me is too, and the more we talk about this on my show, my clients or us, we're starting at this level, wherever you are right now, that sort of lower place of energy or lower place of energetic feeling that you're having about who you are in this life or what is life for you and the purpose of it and how it's presenting itself to you right now. And then moving into this progression of finally embodying your power, right? We start with seeing your mind. Why is all this happening? We work into healing your life, and then we move into embodying your power, right? And so this is sort of how the shows have been set up with Dr. Pat over the last 3 months. So please go back and listen to those shows. And, you know, and last week, I just have some notes here from last month's show is, you know, What Are Awakenings and How Do They Heal Our Lives? And Dr. Pat and I spoke about, you know, do we really have to do life alone? And really understanding that we're really, truly not alone. And, you know, what happened in our lives that we thought, well, we were not good enough, right? We took a little bit of excerpts from my book around that, right? Mm-hmm. What actually happened in our lives or in your lives to make you feel like you're alone or that you're not good enough to be just who you are, where you are in life right now. And then really starting to recognize our own truth. And once we start recognizing our own truth and awakening our truth, right, we can start to heal our lives. And then we start to really, and this is where the embodiment of our own power starts coming into play, right? And then how we start operating in our truth and operating in our power and then being able to see the world around us in its truth, right? Yeah. and what serves us, what doesn't serve us, and really the truth about other people, and starting to heal our relationships with other people. But first it comes to healing relationship with self, right? And that comes from freeing your mind, healing your life, and finding your power, healing that relationship within yourself, so then you can start healing your relationship with your life and with others around. Anything that you felt like hasn't been serving you up until this point, now you'll realize how it all has been serving you, how it all has been happening for you.
Yeah. You know what I love about this? And let's talk about this for a minute. You know, whenever I talk to some of the, you know, friends that I have, especially some of my male friends, especially when we talk about embody your power, you know, the feedback I get is, you know, I don't, and kindly said from them, but, you know, kindly said, just do it. You know, we don't understand why women don't do it, you know, and they, why don't women learn to embody their power? And my answer was, well, let me just ask you, when in our socialization, decades, as far back as you want to go, when was that given to us to do? When was that given to us to do? You know, I'm kind of fortunate. I was raised by my uncles, pretty much. I mean, of course I had a mom, but my mom's brothers were there, and there were a ton of them. Oh, my God, Dickie, Bobby, Louie, Johnny. I'm leaving one out. Kimmy, right?
Yeah.
My grandmother had a ton of kids. I don't really, yeah. And I was very fortunate. Because they didn't look and say, oh, you're a little girl. I got boxing gloves at age 5. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And now we have seen, and we need these role models like you, Ritika. We need help for us to now know we are all that more, don't we? Don't we need to know that now?
Yeah. We all, and I love that example, you know, and I think that, and a lot of times when people aren't feeling their best selves, it does come from our life experiences, right? And so I love that you have those role models. Like, even for myself, you know, my dad always raised us at a very young age, you know, and a lot of things are cultural too, right? So I come from like an East Indian background. So if we look at the history of, you know, sort of how like my parents are raised and their generation and their parents are raised, et cetera. You know, certain cultures have different expectations of their people, right? So I always really commend my dad, and I tell, you know, the story a lot too, is that from a very young age, my dad has always said, I want the both of you to be educated first. I want the both of you to have your own careers and not for you to ever depend on anybody else to care for you, right? Like, he instilled that power in us from a very young age, that you can be anything that you want to be. And so go out and do that. You don't have to depend on you know, a husband or a partner or whatever to take care of you, right? And so that's how we were raised, right? To really educate ourselves and to believe in ourselves that we can do and be whoever we want to be, right? And we're going to be just fine without having other people need to take care of us, right? All right, and so I think, and that's just a little bit of a cultural history, but again, it's really, you know, what your experiences are growing up, how you've been raised. Our experiences teach us a lot outside of our family even. Like, our own experiences teach us a lot about who we are and how powerful we feel or not powerful that we feel. And it's really unlocking that truth and peeling back those layers and doing the work to heal anything that's taken us away from our power and our personal truth, so we can start to really move forward and take the steps to start embodying ourselves more and more and more, who we really are, what our truth really is.
And, you know, this is something that you not only are talking here today about, but, Ritika, one of the things, too, we're going to talk about here today is we're going to talk about how you are bringing your message to the world, you know, of course, through this show, but even more important, through, you know, the coaching programs that you have, through the work that you do with others, through the book, which we're going to actually talk about today. I love reading from books. I love doing things where we actually read from the book that people have written. Because it's one thing to talk about a book, but it's another thing to hear from the author in the author's own voice you know, what some of these things mean. And, you know, part of that today, when we come back from break, is to talk about truth. And this is one of the most powerful messages you bring forward in your coaching platform, in your business. You know, this is one of the things you bring forward when you say, look, you know, this I am person, this I am that is in front of us now, that just saying the I am words is powerful. You're powerful. You're more powerful than you know. And I think the work that you're doing is to remind us of the truth of who we really are, right?
100%.
Yeah. 100%. And, you know, we're going to
want to all aspects of our life, yeah.
All aspects. See, that's the key. All aspects. All aspects. And, you know, I don't know how many people listening to this want to ask this question before we go to break, and then when we come back, talk about it. You know, this is a question for everybody today, and it's a question that I really looked at myself in the past year, 2 years. And that question is, you know, do I truly believe I'm enough? Do I really embed in every cell in my body, you know, that version of myself that knows that I've been divinely appointed, that I understand everything about that divinely appointed me in the world, so that when Ritika says, what does it feel like to embody your power, right? Yeah. What does it feel like to embody your power? You put your chest out and you stand up tall. And you let every aspect of who you are. If you all listened to the shows yesterday, I got a message from one of our listeners that listened to both shows and then the nighttime thing that I did with Mike. And their comment was kind of comical. It was kind of interesting. It was, hey, Dr. Pat, you're just curious. How many times did you have to redo your eye makeup? Because that's how many times I cry. And this is what it means to stand and embody your power, every aspect of who you are, emotionally and otherwise, when we come back. Tagged, you're it, and much more from Ritika Rose, everybody. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. Us are outwardly successful, but inwardly feel unhappy and living a life lacking in purpose and meaning. It just doesn't feel good. Well, The Necktie and the Jackal by Carl Greer can help you discover what's important to you and how to go for it. For more information or purchase the book, go to transformationtalkradio.com or carlgreer.com.
Imagine starting your week off with a teaching, a clearing, and an activation direct from the God Consciousness. If you would like to feel more in charge of your week ahead, then I personally invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, for our monthly Soul Sunday non-denominational service at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, online or in person. All donations for this event go to the TLC Initiative Fund to help those in need. Sign up now at TracyLClark.com and let's connect together in the glory realm.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife, with me, Susan Dolce,
and me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. This is really an invitation show today. It is this invitation to embody your power. And this is for anybody out there that is just feeling down a court. And that's going to mean something different for each person. It doesn't matter if you're looking at us and you're thinking, oh, they got the radio and they're doing this and they got the TV and they got the book and they got – no. You know, there are ways to embody your power. If you all have been following some of the things I've been talking about my early years, and you follow what Ritika Rose is saying, what you'll find is that embody your power is not related to how you think you're achieving success in the world. You can do it at any point in your time, and that's what today is about. Ritika, before we, and I am so thrilled you are going to read from this chapter in the book and you're going to talk about this, but before we go there, can you talk about Awaken Your Truth, what you're doing to bring this to people in your, you know, the higher personal success coaching and some of the programs you're doing? Tell us what you have and what you've created now for this.
Yeah, so, you know, my Awaken Your Truth program, and the personal success programs really come from my book. So what I'm going to be sharing with you in a few minutes is just one of the steps that I go through with my clients, right? It's for those that listened to the show last month, I talk about the first two assessments that happen before we actually jump into the chapter of truth. So these are the 8 life mastery skills that I learned to embody and empower within myself when I was in my leadership roles, when I was and some really critical moments of my life. And I realized these are the 8 steps that I was practicing to keep my inner peace, my inner balance, my grounding, and just my flow of life, right? And how was I able to do that? And part of my calling was to put these 8 steps into a book. So now I didn't know what was going to happen with the book. I just followed the calling, and I laid it out. I went, it was like literally I shut the door for 2 days. I just let it all download, and I typed it out, and there it goes. There was a book. However vast as God or not vast as God, I didn't know what it was. I just knew that I had to do it. That was my power piece, right? I felt like I had to share this knowledge. And I didn't know that later on I was going to create a course out of it, but now it's been created into the course, which is what we're going to share with you a little later, the Embody Your Power course, which I'd love for those that are interested to hop on a free consultation call with me so I can talk with you in detail about where you are in your life right now and how I can support you, right, from going from A to Z. So that's one of the programs. That's the most significant program that I offer. Then outside of that, I offer healing services, which can be done individualized and personalized for you, or you can create your own group, or if you lead an organization or a community, I have many different companies and organizations that hire me to come in and do my healing service for your clientele or for your employees that, you know, where I work with them in the first part of the service is to really help them overcome any challenges they face in that present moment. Then we go into a meditation to help relax the body, mind, and spirit. Then we come out of meditation and I really guide the group or you individually into what your experience was, you know, in those in that time of meditation. So then they can carry on with the day and the week or the month, depending on what it is, feeling really refreshed and empowered in themselves, overcoming any of the challenges that they're facing, and now finally feeling relaxed into themselves so they can feel like they can move on. So these are the two main programs that I offer. And then outside of that, if people just want to, you just need me for their individual sessions when things are coming up for them, you can absolutely just, you know, sign up for individual coaching sessions for anything that you're facing during that time, and work with me that way.
Yeah. And, you know, this is all part of what we're talking about in, you know, laying this platform out. And it really ties back into what you said earlier. And that is, you know, somewhere along the way, we sort of told ourselves we have to do things alone. I know I spent a lot of years of my life like that, Ritika, where you got to do it by yourself. You know, you gotta, if you show a sign of weakness, if you ask anybody for help. That was a mistake I am just never going to make again. That one right there.
Yeah.
Like that one. That story, I change that story.
Right.
And this is really now, we're at a place now where to have somebody to work with, to have someone like you, to have someone that's been through a lot of life experiences and also that's created this way to do it, that understands about awaken your truth.
Yeah.
This is important. People are hungry to be renewed. And so in your book, you're talking about truth right out of the gate.
Right out of the gate.
About truth.
Because that's the beginning of everything. I mean, that is what I learned. And that, to me, it literally is the beginning of everything and the beginning of the unfolding of your healing. We have to operate from an integrity of self. We have to step into our authentic selves in order for us to really feel free, to free our mind, right? And to start healing our lives. And then, once you really embody that, that's where your power comes in, right? And then you step into a world feeling powerful about yourself. Again, I always talk about, it's not about egotistical or vanity power, right? It's just feeling powerful enough about yourself to be exactly who you are, where you are in this present moment.
Yeah.
Right? Outside of what the pressures we feel from the outside world, right?
Yeah.
It's our inner world that helps us to feel powerful about ourselves. But that's where the healing has to come.
I have to tell you, I'm so glad you brought up healing. I am so glad you're talking about truth and healing in the same sentence. Because without that combination, I'm sorry. I think I'm channeling one of my uncles. I think I'm channeling Uncle Dickie.
Hi, Uncle Dickie.
It's the one, and basically what he's saying is it's the 1-2 punch. It's the 1-2. And what he's saying is, that there are certain levels of truth. There are layers of it. And sometimes the perfection of our truth that we're born with, and you talk about this in the book too, the perfection of our truth we're born with gets overshadowed by life experience where people will tell you that, no, that's not your truth.
Correct.
You're not perfect, right?
Yep. And you're not perfect because you don't fit into the mold that they think is perfect.
That's right.
But that's their life, right? This is your life, right? What is your truth? Your truth is not their truth. Your life experiences are completely different than somebody else's, right? How you've been brought up, how you've been raised, what you're called to do, your career, whatever it is, that's you. That's your personal purpose. Their personal purpose is for them, right? But the key is, and why the show is so important, is, and part of my purpose is to help people understand people better, right? So their purpose is theirs. My purpose is mine. Her purpose is hers. His purpose is... But so how do we all come together and just accept and embrace one another for who we are, what we give to the world, how we serve the world? Because that's what we're here to do. We're all here to serve one another in our own capacity, in our own special way, right? But how are we just embracing and accepting each other for who we are and what we bring to the world? And what we bring to this experience. That's how we make the world a better place.
Yeah.
That's how we heal the world. That's how we let go of the competition and let go of the gossip and she's not good enough or she doesn't belong. Belonging is a huge thing, right?
Yeah.
Everybody wants to feel like that we belong, and we do belong because we've been created by Source. What we talked about in our last episode last month is like my awakening moment, right? It's when God told me, I created you out of love. the Creator created me on purpose for a particular reason, out of love, and to bring what I can bring uniquely to this world.
Yeah.
But so has everybody else. And once we get to that point and that conscious understanding, that's where we all come together. And the world just seems happier regardless of status, career, what have you, you know, all the other things come with it.
Yeah, and like situations.
Learn to see and love each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, love each other and love each person for who they are.
I love the way you started this chapter out. And I want to just tell everybody what the quote is you have here, because I mentioned this to you earlier when we were at break.
Yeah.
And I love this. And this isn't the first time I've read your book or the first time I've looked at this quote, but I've really taken it in today, and I can't wait till you talk about it. So the quote is by David Grohl, and it's, "No one is you, and that is your power." I was like, okay, wait. No one is you, and that is your power. You see how these inner obstructional devices, all of us, want us not to take that in. Want us to be, no one is you, and that is your power. And you're like, oh, no, wait, not me, not me. But then you go on to tell us about this in this chapter, yeah, about truth and what the truth, yeah, really is, isn't it?
Yeah. And, you know, it's just a key point in that, too. It's really important to remember that no one is you, and that is your power. No one is you, and that is your power. I want everyone in the audience to remember that, right? But when we're not feeling like ourselves and we're not feeling powerful, that is the most important time to start getting help and unlocking why you're not feeling like you and why you're not feeling powerful about yourself, right? And so this is one of the first steps in working with me is we go through this chapter, right? And we go into detail around your personal truth.
I love it. And, you know, it's, yeah, always interesting because we're going to take a short break and come back, and then,
okay,
the last break we're going to take because we're going to roll,
yeah,
right through. I always love this. I always love, you know, especially the way other people see me. You know, I have Jessica and I have Linda, and they are, and Benny, of course, too, will tell me. But I have Jessica and Linda right now that if there's something that they need to tell me, they will tell me. You know, if there's,
yeah,
something that, you know, I mean, if I cut my hair, I'm going to hear, okay, you cut your hair yourself, didn't you? I mean, I'm going to hear it. Like, I got to hear it.
I cut my hair myself, by the way.
Actually, I just did cut my hair myself. But I'm going to hear these things. And what I rely on is putting people in my circle now, and this has not always been true for me. It is not. This has actually been my Achilles heel. I will trust people right out of the gate. And now I have learned the beauty and the power of having people surrounded that love me enough to tell me when I'm getting ready to step off a cliff.
Yeah.
Sometimes that truth is hard to hear.
Yeah, but it's necessary.
And what you're going to talk us through is the inner truth.
Yeah.
This device, this GPA we have, this thing, this guidance system we have, this inner truth that we so often deny ourselves. We're Tika Rose. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, do you believe your journey is unique? And remember what I said on the show a couple weeks ago? And by the way, thank you guys for all the emails you sent on this. I can't, Susie, Jackie, thank you all so much. I can't even begin to tell you the emails and snail mail, I guess they call it now, Benny. I don't even know what that's called. Like when you have a stamp on something, right? Thank you for sending me the,
yeah,
cards. And the statement I made was different and equal. Different, sometimes we have come to learn, is different and less than. No.
Mm.
No. No. It doesn't matter. Different,
right,
and equal. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with
Love
That Amazing with Tika Rose.
Love that, Dr. Pat.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie Jane, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.World. The best is yet to come.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion. First and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. And don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Are you feeling lost in this journey we call life? When you awaken the truth of your patterns, limitations, and beliefs, you can start to heal relationship with yourself, others, and your circumstances. I'm Ritika Rose, life coach, author, and speaker. My mission is to help you align with your most powerful, authentic self and transform how you experience your inner and outer world. Find the confidence and peace to live the highest version of your life. Visit RitikaRose.com. Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune in to the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the conscious parenting community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com. Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Everybody, welcome back. You're listening to Awaken Your Truth with Ritika Rose. I get to really have this dialogue, conscious dialogue with her. You should know this about the work she does and the coaching clients that she works with and the programs that she puts together. They are all put together to walk us through our personal success, to heal what is no longer serving us, and to really come forward to transform our lives. And, you know, if you want to find out more about that or you would like to work with her, go to RitikaRose.com, and it's RitikaRose.com, and you'll be able to find out. Now, the book we're talking about is available on Amazon. And, you know, tell us a little bit about the book, and then you're actually going to share some things with us, because you and I were talking about it during the break, so I really can't wait to hear it from your perspective.
Yeah, so, you know, yes, please go ahead. There's a e-book version, Kindle or paperback, so whichever way you choose is a preference for your reading. I would love for you to purchase on Amazon and read the full book. If you choose to work with me in the program, I mail the book to you for free, and we go from there. But yeah, the book is really, you know, the beginning really sort of talks about a little bit of my journey, how I got to awakening my truth, and then it leads into the 8 to life mastery skills that I learned to incorporate in my life to really keep the embodiment of who I am alive and grounded and balanced within me, moving forward. You know, I took these steps. I was using these steps in my leadership career, within my professional space. I was using these steps in my personal space. I was using these steps in my social space. So I really, you know, it wasn't, it was through my journey, too, of when I was seeking a deeper understanding of myself and working with my coaches and my mentors. It, working with them helped me to realize what through my journaling or through, you know, my own processing, oh, these are the steps that I was, that I started to incorporate. And then when I started to write the book, everything just sort of fell into place so beautifully. Tag, you're it. Because guess what? Tag, you're it. You're responsible for your own life, right? We're responsible for our own lives. And so that's why it's so beautifully just unveiled itself as tag, you're it, become the leader of your own life. And leadership of your own life is physically, emotionally, behaviorally, spiritually, right? These are like the four core areas that I work on in my integrated life coaching practice, right? Because really our life is an integration of all of these things. It's not just one thing or the other. It's also the integration of your professional life, of your personal life, of your social life, right? So when working with me and we're reading the book, it really is about integrating all of these areas of your life together so you can step into full personal leadership of yourself and then bring this personal leadership of yourself to all areas of your life.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And, you know, this is really for you and what you're about to share. It's really embodying our power and also embodying our power and reminded of the truth of who we really are. Because you talk about that in this chapter, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So what I'll do is, and this is typically what I do with my, it is actually the process that I work on with my clients. There's particular portions of my chapters that I highlight that I feel are pertinent or important to revisit and relearn. And so, like Dr. Pat said earlier before the commercial, the importance of actually hearing it from the person who wrote it themselves, right? So hopefully this is beneficial to the audience here. And then we do want to also step into what Dr. Pat said before the commercial about different and less than versus different and equal. And behind every chapter, I share a personal example from my life. So we do want to share that personal example too, and then sort of dive into the callers and more about, you know, different and equal versus different and less than, and how we can feel less than, and then how we develop into understanding that we actually are equal, right? So here I go. No one is you, and that is your power. David Grohl. From the Foo Fighters. While remembering that you're created on purpose and for a purpose, the first thing to remember then is to always be true to yourself. Being true to yourself means following your inner truth, honoring and keeping integrity to yourself in your inner knowing, and not being influenced by the outside world on how we are to be and do. When we're influenced from the outside world, then we're not operating from an authentic place. That's where we tend to build up the emotions that don't serve us, such as anger, anxiety, fear, or depression. That's how we end up with a lack of purpose and fulfillment in the world. When we remember that we have been created uniquely and purposefully to fulfill our divine path, with no mistake, no accident, no judgment, just pure love form, we can then sit in a peace knowing that we are a unique beauty and expression of self, aligned with divine light, and placed here to deliver our uniqueness to the earth. So you see, standing in your truth and being who you are is an integral part of your happiness and your life's purpose, as well as your inner peace. Think about a time, and so before we get into the callers, of the audience, I really want you to sort of take this in. Think about a time you stood your ground and honored yourself and your true beliefs. How did that feel? What magically appeared or was created because you sat in your truth? Next time someone irritates you or you judge them, take a moment prior to reacting and remind yourself that this is the experience and journey that person is currently on. This is the truth they know in this present moment. Allow them to learn, heal, and grow from it. We cannot change or force another person's process, yet we may be sent to each other for the process. Let that sink in for a moment. That's really powerful. The other person also has their own set of experiences that have led them to their version of their truth up until that point. Just as you have your version of your own truth in this present moment. And so those are the highlighted parts that I read, with my clients. And then, Dr. Pat, you can let me know if you want me to share the example now or if
I'd love to talk a little bit about this. No, let's share the example, because one of the things I love about this is that when I hear you, and when people get the book and they'll be able to read this for themselves, they'll be asking them the questions that, of course, right here at our network we've been asking ourselves. And by the way, I'm going to hold off, and I want to hear your action, and I want to hear your story, because what people should know is that when they engage this with you, there is going to be transformative action.
100%.
And a lot of times what happens is, I've been guilty of it. I have spent more money on 10 years ago old school platforms that were all about X and never helped me get from X to Y to Z. And mm-hmm. that's why you're here. You're talking about the idea of law of attraction, but not the idea anymore. You're talking about the fact that, wait a minute, standing and embodying your power means that you truly, truly, truly believe that you have more than enough to activate your dream. Unwavering mm-hmm. trust.
Mm-hmm.
So let's hear your story first.
Okay. So this is the example from truth that I share. And we'll dive in deeper a little bit. So there are many examples of my truth, but this is the truth that I chose, the example I chose to share in the book. So a big part of my teasing growing up, so actually before I get into this, I went through heavy bullying through most of my life, actually since kindergarten up until I got to college, right? So I really am a bullying survivor, and I actually didn't have anybody to turn to or go to during that time. I literally had to learn from a very young age to deal with this on my own, right? And that's a much longer conversation, but just so the audience has a little bit of context and preference to this example that I share, right? So a big part of my teasing growing up was my big nose. This teasing went on throughout all my school years. People would even come up to me and ask me why I don't get plastic surgery. Can you imagine? In my heart of hearts, I knew changing myself for the sake of others was not right. I remember the day I decided I was beautiful and didn't let the words and teasing affect me anymore. I carried myself different. I respected and loved myself differently. That was when, just like that, people started complimenting me, my beauty, and even my nose, and how beautiful my nose was to them. Who would have thunk it? With that one mind shift, all that hatred I remember as a child diminished. That's right. I am a unique, beautiful being just like you. What are you not going to allow to affect you anymore? So, the profile, like if you go to the profile, that, my nose is longer, I went through all the things as a child growing up having, the profile that I have. And I never chose to do anything about it. Because even from a very young age, even though I went through all that, even before I awoke, something inside my soul was telling me, I was created this way. God created me. I'm not going to change what God created about, what God created me to be. This is how I was created. This is my pure form, and there's nothing wrong with me, right? I am beautiful. There are people that are going to find me beautiful, regardless of those that don't find me beautiful, right? Mm-hmm. And then in my adult years, I finally had that mindset shift. But somewhere deep down, even as a child, I knew that there wasn't anything wrong with me, right? Whatever that was, it was difficult and hard to be alone dealing with this all the time, And then all the things that came with being bullied, whether it was verbal abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse, you go through all the things being bullied as a child, and I never really talked about this. Like the people in my world, but just like you, you didn't talk about it. You just dealt with it and moved on, right? But that's how I became stronger. That's why I am so strong today as a woman and as an individual, right? But then in my adult years, when I awoke, finally, you know, my spiritual awakening. And then I, you know, was hearing all the things. I was like, no. But, like, I really, truly am beautiful. Again, not in an egotistical or vanity type way. It's just I'm a beautiful human being.
Yeah. I got to
regardless of this shell, this is just a shell, right?
There you go.
This
Thank
is
you.
A shell. Everything
Thank
inside
you.
Of us is what makes us beautiful, right? And how do we get to see others like that? And how do we get to see ourselves like that? Right? Getting to the core of who the person really is, not this outside stuff, mm-hmm. and not that outside stuff, right? Who's the core of the person you're dealing with? Whether it's you or whether it's the people in your life. Whether it's the people you're managing and leading. Whether it's your friends. Whether it's your children. Whether it's your family. Right? Deep questions. Deep reflection to consider. This is not easy to just, like, unleash in, like, just a radio show. Right? It's much, much deeper than that. And that's what I do with my clients. We dive in really deep. This is just one of the lessons that we dive deep into. And we have a whole book to go through.
And, you know, part of this is that you've really written out the script. You've given out the guidebook. You've really put it out in front of people. And you said, this is the book. And, you know, based on my life experiences, based on the people that have helped me, Ritika Rose, right, you know, this is the message you're bringing forward. You know, I got to take people ask me, and I'm being asked this a lot, you know, like, what is it? I mean, like, how did you come up with this whole positive talk thing, like, 20 years ago and this and that? And, you know, I didn't realize it till recently when I started to talk about my childhood. I've had amazing mentors in my life. But just like you, you get bullied. I stuttered, and I was sent to Dr. Jacoby more times. I didn't even know where my family got the money from. I think my dad was paying Jacoby with things that fell off the truck. He was a trucker.
Yeah,
that's what I think he was doing. But I get asked, how did you stop? Or I get asked, why were you sent there? And, you know, what did Jacoby do for you, Dr. Jacoby? And isn't it funny that I even remember his name? I was so young.
He was such a pertinent part of your life.
Well, and it was interesting because I don't know how it started. I don't know when it started, and I don't know how it stopped, and I cannot pinpoint when it stopped. And I don't have to know why. But here's something interesting. There's a truth inside of all of us that whether we stutter, whether we think that we have a character flaw, whether we think that we have a bodily flaw, whether we think we're too this, too that, not enough of this and not enough of that. What you're talking about is a reminder of our birthright.
Yep.
That's what you're talking about. That's the work you do, right?
Mm-hmm.
That when you say awaken your truth, you're talking about reminding and having us stand in the power that we were given at birth. We are divinely appointed, aren't we?
We are divinely appointed, and you are created exactly how you were created on purpose, right? So my question to you is, like I say it then, when are you going to stop, when are you going to stop allowing the thing to stunt you, right? When are you going to allow yourself to stop allowing that thing to stop you from your happiness,
mm-hmm.
stop you from your peace,
mm-hmm.
stop you from operating in your full potential and your full power.
Mm-hmm.
Once you're really ready and you're done, and you're absolutely done, that's when you're ready to do the work. And that's where you call me, and that's where we get into it. And that's where we dive in. And we really, in a loving manner, in the most loving manner, I hold you accountable and help you recognize and step into your most powerful self.
I think you got to get the help. You have to get the help. And, you know, I mean, we're going to continue to hear from you and more about this, but we have to get the help. I mean, there's not enough time in this show to talk about what those years of our lives were like before
mm-hmm.
we got to the point where we had this realization
right.
that healing needed to happen. I mean, you know,
right.
there was a reason I got those boxing gloves. I don't know why my uncle started to give them to me, but I'll tell you, I was never going to allow people to continue to criticize me. Although the only way I knew how to react to that, I mean, I got more trouble from knocking somebody out, right, You know, and I was not a very big girl, right? My sister, but that's not the way you're supposed to do it in life. You can't walk around knocking everybody.
Yeah, this is such an important dance coming right now as you're speaking, is even for myself, right? I mean, even as an adult woman, I still hear these comments. Okay, it still happens, but what's happened, because I've learned to embody my power, is when I hear it, it doesn't affect me anymore. I throw it back on them. I don't internalize it. What happens when you embody your power is you don't internalize these things anymore, because you know who you are and you love who you are. So it's, you throw it back on them and say, you know what? Mm-hmm. Their judgments of me are actually judgments of themselves. Where is that person not happy that they have to judge somebody else or talk about somebody else or ridicule somebody else, right? Because they're not happy about themselves in their own life some way, somehow. So then we just send them love and healing on their journey, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we don't internalize it anymore, that we're not good enough, because someone is making a judgment on us.
You know what I love about this, Ritika? My mentor said you cannot take a person to a place you haven't gone yourself. That's why the body work you do, the coaching you do, what you embody and what you help people with, it is part of your pathway. Everything in your life has prepared you to help other people that are just getting crushed by it now.
100%. And I say, I just even on my website, I say, there isn't one experience, and I think we talked about this in the show, there isn't one experience that I feel like I haven't experienced, whether myself personally or whether through a loved one or a friend or a colleague or somebody, that I haven't had to deal with personally and deeply, because God knew I was going to be in this place to help heal other people. But it's like I said in the last show, if I haven't been through it, how am I going to help you through it? And when you choose someone to work with, you want to choose someone to work with that understands what you've been through, because otherwise they're not going to fully know how to support you in overcoming those challenges, right? And it's so important, you know. It hasn't been the most pleasant experiences, but I've been through them and I've got through them, but I've got through them very quickly also. So it's like Spirit said, oh, we're going to put you through it, but we're not going to put you through it for long. We're going to help you get through it just so you can experience it enough to know, also as an empath that I am, that when it comes up for your people, so when it comes up for my patients in the hospital, right, because those of you that have been following this a little bit, like I'm a licensed occupational therapist. So, I still do my occupational therapy work. I do my coaching work. I do both. So whether it's a patient that I work with or whether it's you as my coaching client that I work with, it's something that I haven't seen or experienced, and I can identify it so quickly that I'm able to get in there emotionally with you and help you heal quicker.
That's it. I can't wait for the next time we talk, but I also want people to know how to get the book and how to get a hold of you and your personal message. So they can go to your website, RitikaRose.com, right? And the book is on Amazon, correct?
Yes, the book is on Amazon. I think all the links are going to be up too. Yep. So yeah, RitikaRose.com. There is a link. Please, if you want to have your free consultation call with me, go to the contact button on my website and schedule your free consultation call, just so we can talk and just have a discussion of where you are right now and like how can I support you and how can I serve you in becoming this best version of yourself and really stepping into your power and becoming a leader of your own life, so we stop letting the thing affect you anymore, right? Mm. Because when are you ready to find your own happiness? When are you ready in this lifetime to find your own peace? Mm. Right?
Wow. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for paying forward your time. Thank you for doing that. Working, coaching, and you're offering a free consultation. And I want to say to anybody out there, please don't try to do this alone. This is for us, a theme we're creating next year.
Thank you for listening to Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose. I hope that you heard something today that sparked a shift in your perspective to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. The world needs love, acceptance, togetherness, and belonging. My hope is to be a contributing force towards the new world we need to create together. If each of us can awaken our truth and live with more empathy and authenticity, that shift will radiate.
spread the word, and tune in next time for more conscious dialogues of healing and transformation on Transformation Talk Radio and Awaken Your Truth with Fatika Rose on YouTube and across all podcast stations. For more information about how to work with me, please visit RatikaRose.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Wednesday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for Around the Sound. We're still on 405 northbound around Sunset Boulevard. A stop-and-go issue up through the Kennedale Hills. Good thing it'll break through the top there around the construction zone, Southeast 64th Street. Stay tuned for another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network and its Recovery Recharge Radio with your host, Ellen Stewart. Pushing broad from the Bronx.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Dr. Anthony Fauci says COVID may never be eradicated, but he believes it can be controlled. The NIH veteran stressed that about 66 million Americans remain unvaccinated. Meantime, White House COVID coordinator Jeff Zients insisted vaccinations are free, safe, and convenient. President Biden's COVID vaccination mandate could be ready to roll as soon as next week. The mandate covers businesses with 100 or more employees. Some large companies have already implemented vaccine requirements. Star Trek's Captain Kirk is making TV come to life by going on a historic space voyage. Actor William Shatner is back on solid ground after blasting off from Texas aboard Blue Origin's New Shepard rocket. This now makes him the world's oldest space traveler. Tourists and shoppers from Canada and Mexico will be able to enter the U.S. starting next month. Texas Border Congressman Henry Cuellar says this is a huge deal for his community, which relies on cross-border trade.
A lot of the border industries depend on the Mexican shoppers. And, of course, there are families that have not seen their family members since March of 2020.
But there are some rules. The Homeland Security Secretary said in a statement travelers from Mexico and Canada must be fully vaccinated against COVID. A former Florida prosecutor says the coroner's ruling that Gabby Petito's cause of death was strangulation will most likely result in a murder charge. Speaking to Fox News, criminal defense attorney Mark Aguilar says there's a strong argument that if premeditation didn't exist at the initial physical contact, it came into play at some point during the strangulation. Petito's fiancé, Brian Laundrie, is still missing, and he's the only person of interest in the case. Actor and comedian Ricardo Flanagan is dead just weeks after contracting COVID-19. The 40-year-old actor was best known for his roles on Last Comic Standing and playing the character Davey on the show Shameless. While the cause of death has not been released, Flanagan posted on his unverified Twitter account that COVID is no joke less than 2 weeks ago. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
Marcus by Goldman Sachs offers personal loans with no fees, ever. Banks offer coffee. So what's more important, a Marcus by Goldman Sachs loan with no fees that could help consolidate debt or bank coffee that tastes like bank coffee? You can money. Visit Marcus.com to learn more about saving, borrowing, and investing from Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
Investing involves risk and investments may lose value. Brokerage and investment advisory services by Goldman Sachs and Company, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Lending and deposits products provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your Alternative Talk weather outlook for Wednesday. Well, we'll see some patchy morning fog, turn into cloudy skies with a 30 to 40% chance of showers today. High temperatures around 53, 54 degrees. Tonight, the clouds will increase and so will the rain. 30 to 70% chance of showers. Low temperatures dropping down to about 44. Thursday, running up into the weekend, more clouds and rain expected. High temperatures in the mid to upper 50s with low temperatures in the upper 40s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation.
Are you ready?
ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Welcome, Transformation Talk Radio listeners, and shout out to KKNW listeners. This is Ellen Stewart, the Pushy Broad from the Bronx. Welcome to my show, Recovery Recharged, with my co-host, the illustrious Dr. Pat. How you doing, Doc?
I'm good. I want to give a shout out to Australia, Pete. So I want to thank all of you out there today. I know I crushed that, right? Thank you, Sean, for taking the show and distributing it through 45 AMFM channels over in Australia. Thank you so much for that. I'm doing great, but I'm excited about this show. I cannot wait to talk about this. Go ahead.
I know. I can't wait either. And listening, shout out to Australia. Next month, my guest from Australia. Just want to let you know we're going straight for it, okay?
Good.
Well, you know, in recovery, one of the biggest problems that people in early recovery face and people everywhere face is the fact that we would like to try to get more things done and we never seem to have enough time, right? There is just no time for anything. We're always out of energy. We're always looking to find more time and we're always looking to be more productive. Always trying to do that. So I thought it would be great, especially for people coming out of early recovery and for people that are just trying to manage their time and their productivity, to bring in an expert. And that's what I have done today. Let me tell you a little bit about Vicki Louise. She's with us here today. She is a time and productivity expert. She has studied at the London School of Economics, and then she went on to certify as a coach at the Life Coach School. She calls herself a reformed hustler because she used to work 80-hour work weeks. I think that's you, Dr. Pat, 80-hour work week there. So I'm telling you right now, you're going to pay attention.
We're going to talk about this today. We're going to talk about this.
To Vicki. Okay. And now she works 15 hours and a week and gets more done in 15 hours than we all do in 80 hours. She has her own podcast, which is called Hack Your Time, and she is responsible for creating her own time hackers method. And we're going to talk about that today. Welcome, Transformation Talk Radio listeners. Welcome, Vicki Louise. How are you today, Vicki?
I'm so good. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me. I think this is going to be a really fun conversation.
Yes, it really is, because I know Dr. Pat and I both have a lot to say. But first, I want you to give us the backstory. I want you to tell all of us, because it's a very interesting story, why you personally created this program. Give us the background.
Yeah, so as I said, I was the reformed hustler, and I always wanted to be successful. I wanted more from life, and that meant I used to do all the things in work and in my personal life. My schedule was planned out for weeks ahead, and running from five plans, one to the next, as well as in work, always taking exams and being in the office 7 days a week, and really thinking, if I want to be successful, this is what I'm going to do. I'm willing to do what most people won't, and that's a great thing. And what ended up happening was, obviously, super close to burnout and just super miserable. And when I closed a startup that I was running, one where I was working 7 days a week and till 10 p.m. and all the things, I ended up launching a coaching practice, and I scaled to six figures in 6 months. And I was working less hours, less stress, like all of the things. I just remember sitting in that resort and thinking, things don't take time. Things don't take hustle. Like everything, like I hadn't expected to create that result, and I have done. And once I started to sit with that, like what if we don't have to overwork to create success, I started listening. And I listened more and more to all the messages out there that we are getting from being kids, from corporations, from like literally just this inherited mindset of work hard, hard work pays off, put in the hours, the early bird gets the worm. And I was like, this is wrong, right? Like, this isn't how it is. And actually 6 weeks later, I doubled my business again. And what was happening each time was I was working less hours and allowing for more space, which I think is what creates a superpower for us, which is our creativity, our calm, our ability to listen to ourselves versus reacting to emails and reacting to messages from everywhere else. So that's the backstory.
Yeah. Didn't we grow up with that feeling of work hard, right? Put your nose to the grindstone and that's how you get ahead.
You know, it's really interesting you say that because there's part of my life that that's true. And there's another part of my life that I had the influence of my stepmom. And it took me a lot of years later to reconcile the difference. But something happens when you're homeless. And I'm just going to say this out of the gate. Something happens when you're put into a homeless situation. One of the things that happens is you have to be resourceful.
Yeah.
And you cannot be inefficient. Just saying. Now, I had the opportunity to discover that at age 17. And that short period of time taught me some things that I forget to do today in the world.
Like what?
Like, I will tell you something. If you're homeless, you do not, first of all, you're not like looking at your calendar. I mean, you're not. You know that you have a certain period of time to do 1, 2, 3, and 4. And you have to be efficient in how you do it. You have to be smart in how you do it. You have to know where to go, and you have to get there before other people like you. There are other things I learned from it. I also learned the power of how to say yes and how to say no, and how the consequences or opportunities of those decisions will either get you a job selling hot dogs from a hot dog cart or keep digging in the dumpster behind the hot dog guy's place, digging out hot dogs. But all that being said, I get accused, Vicki and Ellen, this is now my little thing. I have had more people email me somehow and say, we know you're busy, Pat. We know. And I said to Linda, well, I don't get it. What do you mean we know? I never talk about being busy. I love what I do. I mean, this time on air, I don't even consider this like a work thing. This is like my happy place. But other people perceive you as busy. And so maybe you should look at that, Pat. I don't know, Vicki. I don't know, Ellen. What do you think?
I have to say something because you said something that I love. You said about not looking at your calendar. And I think we've turned time into this whole industry that takes so much time, right? We like write our long to-do list, then we color code them, then we put them in a calendar, then we change them around, then we don't do them and we move them again. And literally we are spending 5 hours a week organizing all of our time. And as you said, when it comes to the crunch, when it comes to do or don't, you know, like really high efficiency, one thing that we're not doing when we're in a highly efficient state is spending lots of time on these time management to-dos.
There you go. That's my time.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And when I first talked to Vicki about this, and I talked to her and I said to her, you're a time management expert. She almost bit my head off. She said, no. I'm not a time management expert. So let's talk about that for a minute. Why not time management and why time hacking? Tell me about that.
Yes. So time management is this industry that's been built around rules that were created around work and time and efficiency and all of these things that never considered women, that never considered people that are neurodiverse, that never considered a lot of the industries and roles that exist now. Like the 40-hour work week is 100 years old, created by Henry Ford for factory work, and like no, and we're just accepting it. We're like, well, if that's what he's saying, then we'll all do it. And so for me, time management is like trying to make rules and live within rules that are not optimized for ourselves and our work. And time hacking, like a hacker, is someone that like optimizes a new way of doing things, like goes through the back door and is like, actually, there's a better way to do this, and hacks the system. And so that's really why I focus on time hacking. And we'll speak about my process soon, I'm sure, but it really is like exactly like what I just said with Dr. Pat, like time management would have you spend lots of time in your calendar. Time hacking has you spend zero time in your calendar. Now, if a calendar works for you, then use it. But the point with time hacking is like taking away the mass marketization of the time industry.
Yeah. You know, I want to ask you this too, and I know we've got a lot to talk about because, you know, we are a production organization. And, you know, part of that is if you walked in the other room, in our production room, well, actually, even if you come in my room right now and saw what was in front of me, you walk in the other room, there are three whiteboards in there. And they're in there not to manage time. They're in there to manage what has to be done. It doesn't even tell you when, except that, like, Monday, right, and Tuesday and like that, because we have an obligation to our clients. And so we just brought on somebody new, a new producer. We're really excited about the changes we're making, and he was so excited about all the whiteboards. And I could never explain to Jessica and Linda how I see the whiteboards, right? And he did it beautifully. He said, this takes a lot of the detail, the many moving parts you have, and brings it together to give you a big picture. Now, that's not time management. And I have never seen time management work in any of my corporate jobs. I was in corporate America for 24 and a half years. I had the best calendar on the planet. I managed all the projects in the telephone company, all right, like at a $1 trillion level, and I cannot tell you that there was never a day that went by that someone didn't walk in and say, wait a minute, and all of the time management things that you had on your board, you had an immediate anxiety attack because somebody wanted something different.
Right.
And, right. And there are many things,
well, but the thing that Vicki pointed out to me was that there are many things that don't work. Right, time wasters, things that don't work. Vicki, can you discuss some of those things, what
yes.
you call time wasters?
Well, I joke the biggest time waster is talking about time, really. And like, we can see this so often in companies.
Oh, my God. Jessica's smiling.
Oh, my gosh, I don't have enough time. Well, there isn't time for this. But how do we find time for this versus exactly like what Dr. Pat was saying, right? These are the three things that are the priorities. How do we get those done? How do we achieve these results? So I will say the biggest time waster that I've come across, so I coach hundreds of people, and having lived in corporate, in startup, in my own coaching business, in all of the places, is the conversations around time. And I encourage all the listeners and you guys, of course, Ellen and Dr. Pat, to also think about this week, observing how often we are slipping into those conversations, because we'll speak about time as we speak about the weather. It's like, oh, this thing that we can just speak about, forgetting that every time we do, we are building this story of like not enoughness, and even like Dr. Pat said, of busyness. I think the reason other people assume that you are busy actually has less to do with you and more to do with this dialogue that we accept in society of like, oh, the reason someone can't do something is because of not enough time or busyness versus they don't want to, not a priority. And so, you know, it's more comfortable to say that. So we've built these stories and this dialogue around time that wastes more time and creates more inefficiency.
Yes, and it also, the discussion that we have around time is always seemingly an encroachment upon it, right? That we're always bothering somebody about time, or we're invading somebody's time. So it becomes a commodity. So don't you think that's true? I mean, give us an idea. What else are some of the time wasters?
This is time waster right now because I'm going to get my notepad right here. Come on, I'm going to have to go back and listen to this, Vicki. Go ahead. Give us the biggest time wasters.
Well, another time waster that we all know about is how often do we sit and replay things that we would have done differently in our past? Like, I would have done that differently. And that question of what are your biggest regrets, or, what would you go back and change a year ago? Any of that stuff, I think we want to be focusing on where we are going, not where we have been. When we focus on where we have been, we keep our brain in that cycle, in that loop. And not only does this cost us actual time because it's not no value add, but it can also cost us things like our confidence. And especially for your listeners on this radio, we all have paths. Right? Those paths don't define us. And we live in a world and a society where we're taught that our paths do define us, and what you did in school and what you graduated in and where you worked. And it's kind of like we're put into these boxes so we believe it, instead of actually what you want is in your future. Why don't we spend more time there? That's how you accelerate there.
Especially in recovery.
Especially.
Very, very important. Because people in early recovery lament everything they've done. They turn around and say, I'm sorry for what I did. I live in shame. I live in guilt. I live in the past. And that, like you said, is the ultimate time waster. Because you can't do anything about it. You can't change the past. You have to live in the present. So not only is that really, really important for all of us, but especially important in early recovery. Wouldn't you say, Dr. Pat?
I'll tell you why it's so important. And I want to tell you just real quick what recovery programs do to make sure that you keep your eye on the future. And people don't put this together, Ellen, right? Even though you have to go through and you have to do some work on your past, but almost every meeting that I've ever gone to, or anybody's ever gone to, in like a million programs, what do they read? They read the 9-step promises. What are the 9-step promises, right? Mm-hmm. You'll have a new freedom. So, right? So while you're doing all of this over here, and I have to tell you, my first sponsor made me memorize them. Like, that was 30-something years ago, and I really appreciated that, because why? You feel miserable about what you're looking at in the mirror.
Right.
So where are you going to find your hope from? I think if we could take care of that little time waster thing you just said right there, oh, my goodness.
Yes, exactly. And that doesn't mean to ignore the things you've done. It means not to live there, and that's what Vicki's talking about. You can't live there. No more. What else is a time waster?
Yeah.
Well, I actually also, Ellen, you said to me something about time being a commodity, and I wanted to play on that for a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, let's play.
So we do. We think about money as an asset, but do we really think about time as an asset? Do we really think about it as a resource that we have? So often we can think about, like, for example, investing. We can think about investing money for a return, but are we thinking about how we are investing our time? Mm. So we've spoken about some time wasters, but there are also time creators, like decisions that we make today that can create more time for us later. A simple example that I'll give you is if anyone emails me, they get an autoresponder saying that I only check my emails once a day, and so that means that I now have created so much space in the relationship to my email response that people don't now email me quick things because they know they're not going to get the answer when they can just find it themselves. So how are we using our time to create more time later?
Can you answer your emails once a day, Dr. Pat? I'm looking at mine like every 15 minutes.
Well, I think for me, I think for me is what I've learned how to do is look at my emails, but really mentally and physically sort them from what I need to do. And, if I stopped to do every request that comes through, I get 200 emails an hour. I'm just saying. If I stop to look at every request and stop to try to get it done. So I compartmentalize, and maybe that's not the right word. I have to look at what is a priority and what do I need to delegate. Because if I sit on an email for 24 hours that needed to go to Jessica, for Jessica to do something, then I'm creating a bottleneck. And so what I've learned is there is a due diligence on my part, but I'm not going to look at it every 5 minutes. That's what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to do that.
And I give people alternate ways to get a hold of me if there's, like, I can't do my show today, my internet's down, right? So these are the kinds of things that in our industry, we have other systems. They call Linda. You can call Linda.
Yes, but it also represents, like you said, a sense of urgency, and that's what I think Vicki is alluding to, that we turn around and we have to give ourselves the priority of taking care of ourselves first, still managing the things that we need to, and just because it's somebody else's sense of urgency doesn't necessarily mean it's ours.
Did we talk about that yet, the one where you put yourself first yet, Vicki? Did we do that one? Because I don't remember you talking about that yet. That's the one I'm waiting for.
We're going there now. Talk a little bit about that, okay?
That's got to be one of the things here.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we all know it in theory. We've heard it 1,000 times, put yourself first and everyone else benefits. But if we're being fair, a lot of my work does tend to do with women, so that is where more of my knowledge is. But so what a lot of what I've seen with women is, if we're being fair, we're told our whole lives to take care of other people, and even like in how we evolved in our evolution, being nurturing and all of this stuff. So it's all well and good to say put yourself first, but I think we're underestimating our instincts and our socialization around how indoctrinated we are. I am going to use that word. To take care of other people. So of course we're facing that battle of like the conscious, I know the best thing is to take care of myself, and the subconscious programming of, but actually I should take care of everyone else first. And the reason I want to point that out is because we can get so annoyed at ourselves. This is something I see with my clients, when we're not taking care of ourselves when we said we would. And I think understanding why and where it comes from and acknowledging that is super important, instead of sitting in the blame and the frustration, which, guess what, is another time waster, right? So yes, prioritizing ourselves, and not just prioritizing ourselves, but prioritizing the needle movers in our work. What are the things? Like, I say to my clients to pick 3 things a week, and everyone's like, 3? That's not a lot. I'm like, it's not a lot on purpose, because guess what? Urgent things are going to come up. Something's going to crash. Or, you know, you want to create so much space for those things. And then guess what? You get another week in 5 days. It really comes around fast. What we tend to do is we overload our plate. And then we're already, like, walking around with a tray, like, full of food, right? And then other people are piling other stuff on it until it completely knocks over.
So what you're saying is to prioritize your work week into 3 important priority tasks. That's what you're saying to do.
Yeah. So you decide the results. What's the results that we want to prioritize this week? For example, for you guys, sometimes it could be finding amazing people and experts to bring on. Other times it could be finding opportunities in Australia and expanding your reach there. Like, well, you know, what's the priority? And it can be different and will be different every week. And then what are the actions, what are the key tasks that need to be completed that week in order to create the outcome and make it guaranteed? Versus, well, we could also, while we're speaking to Australia, we could also speak to France, where I am. Like, you could speak to every country in the world, but if that's not your priority, then just go, you know, just because, like, one of the things I say to my clients is, just because you can doesn't mean you do.
Right. Yeah. I love that you said that, because, you know, part of that distinction is really important. You know what I'm saying? It's some people see it as a fine line. Other people have a really hard time making the distinction. And I think what you really tapped into is, if we can learn that in just about everything, right? If we can learn that, then the excuse of not working out when your elliptical is in the same room you watch your TV in, hello, like gigantically in front of you, and you don't get on it, like, what is that about? Some of these issues go a little bit deeper, Vicki, don't they?
Yeah. Like, if you think, well, there's no point, I'm never going to get fit anyway, I've tried this before and it's not worked, it makes me sweat, I don't like how I feel. You know, it's your story around the elliptical is one that it's not fun, it's not successful, and it's pointless. Then of course you're not going to do it, even if it's right in front of you. Like that, the point is, and I think a little bit what we want to remember is how we are sold things is if it's right in front of you, you'll do it. And that takes away the number one thing that I think is a creator of any result in our life, which is responsibility.
Mm.
It's like the responsibility is in the location of the elliptical versus the responsibility is in us to think like, actually, why did I get the elliptical? Like, what did I actually want? What was my reason for doing it? Why was I committed to bring it in the first place? And then from there, making different decisions. Like, you know what? I'm going to play one song that I love and get on it and have fun. That's it. Versus if I'm not going to go on for an hour, it's not worth my time. That's another, I'll just say, I would love to hear your opinions on this. Another issue I have with this whole things take time story is we end up not doing things because we don't have time. So I'm not going to work out unless I've got an hour, for example. What about you guys? What do you think about that?
You're absolutely right. And we have to understand, and I know a lot of my clients come to me and say, I didn't accomplish everything I wanted to this week because I just didn't have enough time to do it and I couldn't devote the time I wanted to it. And I always ask them, how much time did you want to devote to it? And they give me this insurmountable amount of time that Olympic athletes are trying to devote time to. So immediately they set themselves up for failure because if they can't do any of it, then none of it is worthwhile. And that certainly is a big deficit that we all have. Yeah. And I know we're going to talk about this some more. I know we're going to go to a commercial break. We want to talk about how we can actually change our work habits. And then you're going to talk to us about your specific hacking time method with you, okay? So before we go to break, would you please tell us how we can reach you, Vicki? How do we get in touch? How do we find you?
Yes, you can connect with me on Instagram at Vicki Louise. It's VickiLouise, and then three underscores. And also Hack Your Time, the podcast, and VickiLouise.com. Simple.
Fantastic. That's great. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk all about time hacking with Vicki Louise. Ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Hey, look, some of us are outwardly successful, but inwardly feel unhappy and living a life lacking purpose and meaning. Well, The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer can help you discover what's important to you and how to reach out and go for it. For more information or to purchase the book, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or go to CarlGreer.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the reality of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife, with me, Susan Dolce,
and me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday night, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.World. The best is yet to come.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'm excited to tell you about the latest technology. It is new to this country, and it's just amazing. It's out of Germany. The Healy is state-of-the-art technology for improving and changing the body vibration. I have more information about the Healy on my website, MaryJaneMack.com, or you can call the office at 888-777-4232.
Welcome back. This is Ellen Stewart, the Pushy Broad from the Bronx. I'm here with Dr. Pat and Vicki Louise, and we are talking about trying to get more time for ourselves. Vicki Louise, the time and productivity expert, and she is really going to talk to us about her time hacking method. Vicki, we are all ears. How do we get the time that we need?
Yeah, so such a good question. We were just speaking in the break about why it is that we to know what we want to do and we're not doing it, and why a calendar or a to-do list doesn't make us do it, even like an alarm, it's like we have snooze. What it feels like to fill your time and be busy and still feel unsatisfied, still feel behind, still feel tired. And so the reason, the three things that we focus on in time hacking, and I think the three things that have you move faster and achieve more in less time. These are the only three things, and notice none of them involve a clock or a calendar. The first thing, I call it hacking your brain. What we do, again, we spoke about this earlier, is we have stories from our past, how a neighbor or an old school teacher described us, like, well, Ellen, you are always late. You're always coming in late to class. And we bring that with us later in life. So our brain is like programmed with these negative stories of, I'm a procrastinator. It's just who I am. I'm a perfectionist. I just can't help being a perfectionist. And we walk around, and every time we say something, we are programming our brain to turn that way. And one thing we know is, like, our self-concept, our stories change, and especially your listeners have already experienced that, right? We've
right.
already created massive change. And it's the same with these stories. So what we want to do is we want to hack our brain so it's working to accelerate us towards what we want to achieve and not providing like a rock around our ankle that's slowing us down. Because any person that describes themselves in any negative way is unknowingly putting themselves through the quicksand. Everything is more difficult when you have, you know, a negative self-concept, a negative connotation. And typically it's come, I had a client say, oh, well, I'm impatient. And it's, you know, I've been told that since I was young. And I was like, by who? Who told you that? Who cares? Drop
right.
it. Let's just decide.
Right. right.
I was like, think of one example in your life where you are patient. Tell me about it. And she was like, oh, immediate example. Here I am patient. I was like, oh, so you are not always impatient. So really, and you guys want to share anything about, you know, if you want to butt in at any point with this and share your own experience with this, I would love to hear it. But really how we talk about ourselves and how our brain
yes.
has been programmed to think about us.
Yeah. Okay. True confession time or not?
True confession time.
All right.
Go for it.
I love being able to have a show like this because I want to say to everybody listening, I'm no different than any one of you out there. Yeah. I'm really not. And that's why you don't hear me talking my big broadcast voice. And, you know, that's not this network. This is a network where we get to be the real deal. And the reason we're no different is because we have things that go on in our mind. So here I go. I got two brand new knees. Love them. Exceeded the bending ratio. Love that. And need to build up some strength and do some other things. So I decide to get a machine to help me because I love machines, especially these digital things now. But do you think I would get a machine that would meet my goals and allow me to not kill myself? No. I get
this match trainer, which is a combination between an elliptical and a stair stepper. And honestly, when they say all you need is 14 minutes, you're thinking to yourself, oh, piece of cake. No, the reason they say that is because 2 minutes on this machine is like 30 minutes on some other machine. So here's the brain. I get on it. I take the assessment. You're supposed to be able to do it for 12 minutes. I'm done at 2 minutes. What does the brain say if you let it say, oh, my God, Pat, can you send the machine back? You know, did you buy the wrong machine? Are you not going to be able to do it? And that is not the truth. But that is a good story, Vicki.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good way to program yourself right into defeat and sending that machine back. Okay, because that's what we do all the time, and that's exactly what I also teach in recovery, that we can reprogram our brain, because we all do this. We always start with the I can't rather than I can, and at least give ourselves the time and the patience to say, I can. It may take time, but I can. And the most important thing about this and what Vicki is saying and that what I am certainly a great proponent of is the fact that we are not stuck in one particular way of thought. Okay? We choose to stay stuck. And the things that I talk to myself about, too, is that I do not have to stay in negativity. I can reprogram my brain into positive action and positive thought. So you'll turn around and say 2 minutes today on that machine, maybe 3 minutes tomorrow.
No kidding. It really is true. I mean, you know, when I got back into playing after having my knees done, and Linda was sitting there with me, she's going to be coming back. What I realized was my body forgot. And then yes. I realized my body never really knew how to use good knees because I injured my knees at 19.
Yeah.
And it was so funny to watch. And Linda's listening to me complain. I can't move. And what I realized, it's not that I can't move. I needed to mentally and physically prepare for that. And it's no different than what we're talking about. See, that's like an incident. You can talk about sports and people like what they do, but us in our everyday life, we can do the same thing. That's what you're saying, Vicki. No?
Exactly. So what are the other two things we're talking about? You said the first thing. Give us the other two.
Yes. The second one is how we make decisions and implement them. And what we tend to make decisions from is that, like, we tend to make unsustainable decisions based off of, you know, fear or people pleasing or anxiety or not wanting to let people down, wanting to avoid failure at all costs, versus what I teach my clients, which is how to make decisions through kindness and growth. I call them like decision-making ninjas. It's like making quick decisions, not to avoid failure, but to get smarter. Everything we do requires a decision first. And when we sit in indecision, we are 100% sat in not doing anything, right? We're like, I don't know if I'll start this machine today or not. I don't know. I'll see. Maybe I'll start later. Maybe I won't. That's all time spent in a decision of inaction. I even have a module on, like, the truth about indecision and that it doesn't exist. We're always in a decision. And when we start seeing that we are always in a decision, we have to own that right now our decision is to do nothing. And you know what? I'm all for doing nothing. Like, I'm big for women, rested, that's the revolution. But I'm not for doing nothing when we want to do something, when we have something that we know we are capable of. You know you can do 3 minutes. You know you can do it. And your brain's like, I don't know, because, like, it's scary and we've not done it before. I'm like, that's not, you know what I mean? Like, kindness and growth tells you, you know what? I'm not going to tell myself I'm going to do 12 minutes. That's like maybe pushing it up. Like, I don't need to jump from 0 to 100. But kindness and growth is like, we could do 3. What would you like to do 3? And how we make those decisions. And Ellen spoke earlier about people, you know, saying I don't have time. I've got, you know, I've given myself 8 hours to work out this week and I've not done it. Like, one of the things that I love offering people is the 10-minute message. Just 10 minutes. Go for a walk for 10 minutes. Lie down for 10 minutes. Do yoga for 10 minutes. Like, everything. 10 minutes is a valid investment of time into something. So how we make decisions 100% dictates the results that we create. And the third one is our fear of failure. And what I teach my clients is, firstly, failing is a self-concept and one we should all be proud of, because failing is how we get smarter and it's the only way to create success. I don't know about you, ladies, but for me, my biggest successes have come after my most excruciating fails. And it's the same with fear. Fear exists. We get to choose the story we tell about it. We either make it mean something's wrong, or like, what's going right? Like, what is this awakening in me? How can I show up with fear? And when you show up with fear, that's when you become unstoppable.
And of course, that takes a great deal of courage. I mean, there's no question. We always say that courage means being afraid and doing it anyway. And I'll tell you something. You have the same philosophy that I give to my clients as well. And I remember, Dr. Pat, we've had many eating experts and nutritionists on the program, and they talk about the same thing, meaning when you get up in the morning and you want to go on, you want to stay on your diet, and for some reason you blow it right in the beginning and you have this big breakfast and pancakes and eggs and sausages and the whole thing, and then you turn around and say, well, the day is shot. The nutritionists and the dietitians are saying, no, it starts from now. The very first time you decide to do something next is when it starts. The moment you move in a certain direction is when that starts. And that's the same thing with, am I going to get on the treadmill for a minute? Am I going to start to do the next project that I want to do? All of those things mean the day is not wasted. Because I know so many of my clients say, I'll do it tomorrow, right? I'll do it tomorrow, or I'll do it next week, or I'll set a start date in a few days and all of those things. And then all we do is procrastinate and worry over that time. Don't you think?
Yeah. It's that all or nothing thinking. I literally had a client say to me once, it's 8:30 a.m., I've already ruined the day. I was like, of course your brain wants to tell you that you've ruined the day. It's like, why don't we just do nothing today? And if you say we've already ruined it, then we can avoid all the fails that are inevitable because we're putting ourselves out there and making offers in our business today. And it's just understanding that, like you said, I mean, this is one of the other things I have about the time rules. Mondays, who decided Mondays is when we start things? Who decided January 1st is important, or the first day of the month? Or it's so limiting. What it actually does is put us in kind of a no man's land for a period of time of when we've made the decision to like, oh, I actually want to start something. It's like, start it now.
Yeah.
Whatever your reason is for not starting it now, it's only going to get bigger between then and the Monday.
You know what's so brilliant about what you're saying, and I know you're going to run in a minute, but I want to tell you what's so brilliant about it, because, you know, I knew we were going to do this show, and I had a little bit of an awakening. You know, my day, I understand my day. I understand what it does. I understand what I like to do. And one of the things that I realized is that I love my day. But I don't like the idea of having to think about what am I going to have for dinner. That I don't like that, because when I get into that, what am I going to have for dinner, drive-through is going to be my choice. I had a light bulb go on. All the stories I was telling myself about these services that they provide where they either deliver a meal you can just put in the thing, oven.
Right,
I don't
right.
microwave. Or they send you the meals in products. In 30 minutes, you're cooking like a whole thing.
Right.
When I made that decision, after getting rid of all of the wrong thoughts about how expensive it was and realized, oh, my gosh, I'm spending more by not doing it, that has been the greatest blessing. And all of the stories had to do with time. See, they're all time stories that weren't
actually
true.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. And I even want to offer, I think the time story never exists. I think there's always something underneath it. Like, I think, was it time, or was it, you know, like I said, like, well, there's no point, or was it like, this isn't going to work anyway. This isn't going to create the results I want. This isn't going to be tasty. This isn't going to be fun. This is going to take away my enjoyment.
All right.
So it's like, if one of the things I say to my time hackers is, if we can't use the word time, what else is going on? Because underneath it, I promise you, is a something in your brain, something in your decision-making, or something in your fear of failure 100% of the time. And that's why those are the three areas we focus on in Time Hackers.
And, you know, once you get past the point where you say, oh, well, I have a very certain diet. I do. I have a very, I'm gluten-free. I'm low-carb. And then you have that story. And then you say, oh, my gosh, it does exist. And then you get it, and you realize these people have put all the ingredients together. They give you a color chart, like how to cook it, in what order to cook it, at what temperature to cook it, things that I would have never cooked for myself, like some kind of, I mean, I just can't eat, because I had stories about this.
Yeah, and it's actually easier, right? It's easier,
it's
more
totally
more.
Easier. And I think that's what we're missing. When we're not looking at what you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
we're looking at the easier part,
mm-hmm.
right?
Well, yeah, the quickest, the most expeditious way, right?
But it's not even. I think that's what Dr. Pat is saying is it's not the easiest. It's just what we've always done. And our brain loves the familiar, and it will always choose the familiar, even though we all have countless examples of the familiar wasn't actually the fastest, the tastiest, or the most fun once we looked, you know, and opened the other door, which is exactly, I love that you shared that specific example.
And it's organic. I'm just saying, this is like organic. And the price per meal, the price per meal, you can't even go through a drive-thru for a single person and get a drive-thru. I'm not even mentioning a name.
Yeah.
But I had a whole story that it was going to be impossible.
Yes. So good.
So do us a favor, Vicki, with everything that you've taught us today, give us some time. I know you've got just a few minutes with us. Sum up for us some of the key things that we can walk away with here and then let us know where to find you. Give us, you know, two or three things that we can say, yep, I got this under control. Go ahead.
So when your brain offers the time excuse, ask yourself what's actually going on underneath it. Is it a story you have about yourself? Is it a decision that's not been made? Or is it a fear of failure? And then you get to solve for the actual problem. The second thing I will say is, how much time are you spending on time management to do this? Like, it really, I think that was the first thing we spoke about, and I think it's so powerful. And I think it's something that we can do because it's like we feel like we're being productive. But like Dr. Pat said at the beginning, like, focus on the efficiency. Like, what actually are the needle movers? And I encourage everyone to think about their week in threes. I just think it's such a powerful way to be like, what are the three results that are going to make this week successful? You know, that's your decision filter for everything that you do that week. And if you find yourself spending an hour on emails on Thursday afternoon, you're like, wait, this isn't conducive to what my priority is that week. So I would say those are the biggest takeaways. And the last one, I promise, is the 10-minute method, just because it's so implementable. So if there is something you want to do, do it for 10 minutes. Do it for 2 minutes. Just start, because your brain will convince you that it's not worth it unless you do it for an hour, and the opposite is true. Like, the first 2 minutes is the most powerful. Like I would say to Dr. Pat, you've done the hardest part. You've done the first 2 minutes. And how do you approach it when you feel like you've done the hardest part already versus the hardest part is ahead of you? Oh, and where to find me?
Great.
Yeah. You're looking at me. Okay, so find me on Instagram. It's at @VickiLouise_ VIKKI. Go to VickiLouise.com. On that homepage, you can download literally a 10-minute video of the four biggest time wasters, and then you're going to get daily emails for 4 days with exactly how to solve them. So that's a great resource for everyone. And the podcast, Hack Your Time. So thank you very much for having me. This has been a lot of fun.
Vicki, yeah, thank you. And I already got my three things picked out already. I'm already like there. I already get it.
There you go. All right, we're going to talk about that. Vicki,
thank you so much.
We will have you back. Take care.
Thank you, Vicki.
Thank you.
Bye. Oh, my gosh. So, Ellen, what's your takeaway?
Like you said, first of all, when you talked about three things, what she talks about is really, really important, because it's not only tasks. It's not about tasks. She's very specific. What do you want to accomplish? You know, which means what is your goal out of the 3 weeks? Not that you just want to, you know, do one thing and you know, go on the elliptical or you know, or edit a show or whatever. But what do you want to accomplish in the week? Which for me is a much broader topic, don't you think, than just accomplishing three tasks?
Well, I think what it is, first of all, she gives us permission to be people. to be human.
Yes.
That's number one.
Yes.
You know, and she's not shaming us for that. But the other thing also is, you know, in the context of how she frames it, she's talking about results. She's not talking about check your calendar. And that story that I gave about the food thing, that has made my life so much easier.
Just simple things like that. Really easy, simple changes.
Easy. And I get enough of the food that there's no waste. That I don't have to buy five bunches of kale or whatever that is. And it's really interesting that there was a whole story about that.
Yes.
But this is what we can do with things in our lives. And when you talk, you mentioned recovery several times, and I think it's really important to address this. One of the most daunting things, I think, especially in early recovery, is to get easily distracted from your primary purpose. And your primary purpose in early recovery is do not drink or do not use. That's it.
Exactly. And that's all you have to focus on. And one of the things she said really hit home for us, and that stop worrying about the past. Don't live in the shame and guilt. Stop focusing on the time spent you did all those bad things and focus on the time right now that you're doing good things, okay? It's about doing the good things right now, and that means I'm not drinking today. I'm not getting high today, and I am living in gratitude because of it. And reprogramming your brain, which is exactly what you need to do to stay in recovery. You need to reprogram your brain. You need to use time wisely. And one of the things to do that she talks about is not even to focus on it. Stop worrying about time. Worry about action. Worry about movement. Worry about moving things forward. Because every single time I do that, I know it's easier for me to stay clean and sober one day at a time, Dr. Pat. What do you think?
Absolutely. There's no question about it. And I think that once you come to that place that you just mentioned, it is also a pathway to freedom. You know, you're going to know a new freedom and a new happiness. Yes, you will. And, you know, the shows that you're doing, Ellen, and especially a show like today, gives people a pathway. It gives them permission to not overachieve. Because anybody that's been on the pathway knows that, and the studies have shown, people that are alcoholic have literally been classified as some of the most productive people around. And you ask yourself, why is that? And it is because you work, you work, you work, you work, you work, you work, and you burn out.
Exactly. You know that. Oh, she's a high-functioning alcoholic. You heard that like 9 million times, right? Unbelievable. It's not about that at all. It's about breathing. You can see that she was free. I mean, the way she talked about it, she was smiling the whole time. It's all about the concept of breathing, taking a good step for yourself, putting yourself first. And believe me, that's something that I work on every single day so that I can give that back to my clients. And in many ways, we're open to learning that every single day, right? You
I learn something new every day.
Exactly.
At least something. Today I learned three things.
I learned, you know, I'll tell you something. I need our listeners to know that before Dr. Pat had her knee surgery, she turned around and she said to me personally and privately and on the air, I don't know if I'll ever be able to play table tennis again, okay? That's what she said. And now she's probably pre-Olympic qualified because all of a sudden now that all went away. So all of those fears and all of those anxieties are completely out the window because you are bouncing back better than ever. So there's a lesson for you right there.
And pain-free. I mean, let's just be clear. I mean, clearly the surgery is still fresh, but to be honest with you, it's hard to even describe the pain that most people live with in their lives. Ellen, thank you again for a great show. How do people find out about you? You didn't tell anybody about that.
Oh, well, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I am still doing free sessions around COVID stress and everything else. Come to my website, people. It's time. PushyBroadFromTheBronx.com. You can also call me toll-free at 800-889-1757. I'm doing free 30-minute sessions, and we'll go from there. We can talk about anything recovery-related, reinvention, life coaching, career coaching, anything you need. I'm here, as always, on Transformation Talk Radio and with my friend and colleague, Dr. Pat. You've been listening to Recovery Recharged with Certified Life and Recovery Coach Ellen Stewart. From the Bronx. Don't miss your next opportunity to let me help you recharge your recovery, let go of your secrets, and change the way you...